what we've been talking about and as far as what you come up with?
Yeah, so sorry, everyone. My name's Paul. Blaine's on his way from Springdale. He's usually the one with the laptop and could show everything that we've put together to get this rate structure. But basically, it's summarized here. On the left, in what we're looking at is the existing rate structures, which I've got printed out in front of me. You guys collect for one share or less right now for shareholders, $25.45. Your assessment fee. The shareholders are all assessed an assessment fee one time a year, and that's $50.89. And then you're charged about $25.45 per share for the first share, and then for every additional share thereafter, a $12.72 charge biannually. So it's basically just $25.45 per share, but for shares greater than one, you pay it biannually. At the existing number of lease users and shareholders, which is 808 right now lease users, that's in the top portion of the table on the left-hand side. The average fee is about $13.02 a month, or $117 a year for leases, and then for contract holders, about $89.50 a year, or $9.93 a month. So that's what everyone's paying right now, but at the current costs to the system, they're being subsidized by the general fund. Is that right, Kyle? And so these rates and fees collected amount to a deficit of $118,000 a year, and that's against the next year, fiscal year 26, anticipated expenses.
See, and I didn't think it was that much that we were subsidizing.
Yeah, that's just what it comes out to right now.
Okay.
We've assumed for going forward that we increased the expenses by 20% because we thought it was a 20%.
Did you take into consideration, you know, how we said that that annual payment is only about $11,000 or $12,000 as opposed to the $112,000 that we don't
do? Yep. And so the proposed rate adjustment is on the right-hand column. And let's see. So the easiest way to summarize it is just to look at that far right column where we have percent increase from the existing fee. It's essentially an 88% increase to all of the usage rates. And then the assessment fee on the contract holders will have to increase by 175% in order to avoid any deficit and break even there. So that works out to be a one-time assessment fee of $140 for contract holders and no assessment fees for VCs. The average number of shares held by a delivery contract holder is 1.5, and so that's how these averages are calculated right now. And that's just pulled from last year's rate tables and billing summaries. So that works out to a $140 one-time assessment fee and then an annual usage fee of almost $48 on average for contract holders. And about $212 a year for contract holders. Meanwhile, for leases, it's about $24 a month on average. And that's based on lot size and an average annual fee of $220. So on average, leases will pay about $8 more than contract holders. If you go down to the bottom of that right side table, we see the cost share breakout between leases and contract holders. And the leases pay a student magnitude of the number of them, about 74% of the total cost of the irrigation fund budget. And contract holders, the remaining 26. This does not include standby fees because we're assuming that after we get the new improvements up and running that we're going to have a lot of converts from standby that will actually connect to irrigation. What questions do we have about that?
Do you how many are not connected that you know of?
Actually, it's about the same number of contract holders. There's 290 standby fees, standbys.
That are not connected.
That are standby. How many are not connected?
That would be good.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, that's right?
Yeah, okay. because standby fee means they have the ability, but they're not connected.
Okay. Yeah, but there's also a small area town that doesn't have any
I don't know that number right
and
now.
And so that number he might not know, but as far as standby.
Would that be the same people that have culinary water? But
so it would be the difference in the...
Yeah, there's a small difference between the number that have culinary water connection
and the number of irrigation. Amount of people online.
So we have, we could essentially...
We have standbys come on full service.
And if we do the improvements, we would have irrigation in places that it doesn't have it now.
Correct.
And then you could essentially have your leasee number jump up 600.
Yeah.
So that figure, 808 users, that includes both lessees and contractors.
That's only lessees right now.
Oh, that's only lessees.
There's 292 contract holders, which is not listed there, but that's how many there are currently.
It's 293.
Yeah, he just got one.
Oh, so all right.
He's flipped sides now.
The newest contract holder.
He wants to flip with
as of today
prices.
Yeah. Before the price change. Nice job. Insider trading.
This is a recorded.
So I. What do you think is board members?
I'm not opposed to it. I know we have to do something to raise the rates. And, as long as it's done fairly, it's not a big issue.
What are your thoughts? I agree. I mean, if we're in the deficit, can't be running that for very long.
And we've been told by the accountant or our auditor that your irrigation fund's been running in the negative, and it's been supplemented by the general fund. And it, you can do that, it's just not recommended for very long, and it's been doing it for several years now. You know, there for a while we had money, the canal company gave money to the city or come over, but there was some in savings that was to be used for, we used that up quite a few years ago.
I mean, it basically gives me almost a doubling of cost for everyone.
It does everybody, even the people that are leasing the water. $13 a month is on average, and I know I've been paying $12.75 a month or something for just my lot, and it would be $24. So.
And how's it going to stack up against the culinary?
Yeah, that's the thing is you can't ever let the culinary rates are going up too. So
well, they've already gone up.
They've gone up effective. 3 days ago.
Yeah, and they were.
Oh, it was joy.
And the average current rate is what, $45 a month?
Yeah, and so you got to keep this.
So this is going to be about half of that, basically.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Still the incentive.
The tier rate structure on the new culinary one is going to make people want to switch to this.
Yeah.
And this rate, it's proposed when it takes effect after it goes to the city council, we'll probably go through this.
Be next year.
It'll be next March.
And this is going to be a one-time. It's not going to be tied into cost of living or any general inflation.
Inflation clause built into this.
We didn't build an inflation clause into it, but it's something that we would reassess again.
Probably just keep an eye.
I think we just keep an eye.
I mean, the master plan is due every 5 years. We do on the cash flow summary assume a 3% inflation.
We bring on some new lessees and that kind of stuff that might kind of curb that too.
Yeah, well, and this also takes into consideration replacement repairs. There'll be a small amount that will be put aside for replacement costs in the future.
And if we get this contract through with the water district, they will pay for the upgrade in our irrigation system,
replaced.
Which that will cut down on maintenance quite a bit once we get that in.
We'll actually move everything to the front too.
Yeah. They'll put in all the boxes.
And then I think that the board needs to start considering what we've talked about is at some point with the new system, we will have the ability to provide water year round.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought about maybe it only goes to 10 months because there's really no reason to water it in December and January.
December and January or months.
You can start it and take it out December 1st and put it back in
February
1st, and that would give you one more month of billing as well, which would also
help offset the
revenue. Yeah.
Yeah, these are based on 9-month schedules.
So. Yeah. So, as a water board, would you recommend that to the city council to pass something like this?
I would, yeah.
We need a motion or a...
Yeah, it's probably good to just have it as part of our minutes.
I'd make that motion that we approve recommending this rate structure to the working city council.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous.
And obviously part of that would be to take effect.
Oh.
Or the council will determine that, but I'd recommend that it takes effect at the next beginning of next year for water billing cycle. March 15th.
Right.
Yeah. Most likely, if all of this gets worked out with the water district
in February.
And replacing the system,
does it need to be?
That'll probably start taking place
or interpreted
next year.
They're going to do a major, you know, trunk arrangement first and then go from there.
I don't know how they'll do that.
So the
water's going to be a lot cleaner too.
Yeah, they're going to
be settled in the pond. And
it's probably not going to take full effect as far as the reuse and things like that, and probably until the middle of 2026, depending on how fast they can build the pond, how fast they can build the pipelines that feed it, how fast we can build pipelines to get the water back to where we can maintain current pressures and stuff through the new lines construction that we have to do. There's quite a bit that has to happen, so it's going to be really interesting next year's irrigation system season.
Did anybody ever talk to Dave Jessup about the possibility of doing something with those fillers that are down there?
He didn't show up to the meeting. We were hoping to talk to him. We'll bring it up.
We could figure out some way of getting out of that.
Now, construction-wise, they could keep the system operating while they're putting the new stuff behind.
I think
that's the plan. We want to try and keep everything of the old system as separate as long as possible. And so I don't think until that branch that goes into the filters, we'll be able to keep that going. The last thing I think we'll do is where we separate off of the district line down there.
That's after the cemetery crossing.
I mean, we're talking
like last.
We're talking like potentially. Yeah. I see that, you know, kind of figuring how construction's going to go. It might be September, August next year when we see that be that far along through the projects with the construction.
I mean, if anybody wants to stick around, Blaine's going to be here in a few minutes unless he directs on his way down. And he's going to show us the plans. So you guys kind of get a better idea and probably can give you some potential time frames, because the plan design right now is close to 30%, right?
Yes. So by the time they go out to bid, we anticipate them breaking ground with the holidays and stuff, it's probably going to be January, February by the time they actually break ground and get underway.
And we're going to try to run both projects at the same time.
And that's for the...
That's for the district's line to get the Virgin River water to the pond and the reuse water to the pond.
So, I was going to say, we probably want to get this surplus water agreement and the reuse water agreement through city council before the rate increase for the secondary water. If we can get this ironed out and done by August, is that a possibility, you think?
I think it might be a little optimistic just based on how things have gone. I'd say more likely by October.
Really?
I have a question.
Just because it's kind of going back to water, after Jeff gets done doing his job, coming back to the water district, and there'll be some additional tweaking, I'm sure.
So that once we get this all passed, then we can cut you guys loose to start on the plan.
The next phase of improvements
for the improvements.
Okay, great.
For this town.
Okay, and then we'll start with the tenor slide, 500 north.
So how long do you think it would take to get your plans ready? Once you got the going.
That's probably a better question from Blaine, but I would imagine,
I assume we want to get the plans around the same time. We want to be working on our projects in February as well.
We were hoping to run together, if the one guy, you know, the one person, the hope would be that because they're already mobilized here, the cost reduction would help if, you know, and a bigger project would make it more alluring to get more people to come in and possibly bid on it.
And I don't deal with the voting stuff and the city council stuff, but it might come off easier if you do the rate increase when people aren't paying for irrigation too. Like, I know we're putting it out, but if you came in when it's out of the ditch, it might not have as much outcry with public hearing and different things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some, but I people got to understand that you got to cover your costs, and we haven't had any rate increases really to amount to anything.
We've had pretty cheap water for a long time.
For what, 15 years, roughly.
Anytime there's a raise, though, you're going to have a certain amount of people.
There are, and
cry and bellyache, and you're just going to have to say, suck it up.
Wow.
Politician talking right there.
So Chris volunteered to do a presentation on the water rate increase
for city council.
I was going to, and you talked me out of it.
you didn't want to give up your bitching rights, is that what you're saying?
No, I'd keep those all along.
Why don't we have Chris do our presentation at city council for the public hearing?
I motion that.
That's what you need to be up there talking.
Derek, you should motion that.
Yeah, I'll make that motion. That's a trucker.
That sounds like Blaine. No, that's not Blaine.
I'm Stetson.
So we'll see where that is out.
So have you guys seen any renderings at all as the water board for the secondary pond?
No.
So,
do you have some?
Blaine's supposed to be bringing it.
Where is Blaine?
He's on his way down.
I'm going to call him. You're a little bit upset.
I heard him 20 minutes ago.
Well, it's a 20-minute drive.
I tell the guy who drives it, Dad, be careful. Tell him I'd do it. Hey, I was a paid professional. I drove a truck a lot of years.
Remember, this is being
I could drive backwards more than you got driven forward. That's what my dad would always say.
He's like Tow Mater over here. It's not about where you've been, or it's about where you're going, it's about where you've been.
Hey, look at that. Chris said something.
And Blaine appears.
Hey, Derek, you might switch him seats.
Yes. Yes. This who we've been with.
He was I was trying to defend you, but he was just being crazy.
The trucker is being on right today.
I saw our policy.
Do you want to show him the renderings of the ponds?
Sit down here by the trucker. The mother and child trucker.
They're ready now.
We already went through the rate increase, and the water board approved it to recommend it.
Let's go and get some stuff in it.
All I want to do is see the...
You want to see the pond?
The pond, and see what the plan is, and give me an idea.
Were they planning on putting them? The pond.
In your backyard. Wherever that is.
Well, off of 300 West, the church is kindly going to donate some of that grass.
I'll bet that ain't going to happen.
Right up here by the...
It's called eminent domain. Just north of the Zion Estates.
Okay.
One of those people of Oregon have to get flood insurance.
I mean...
Potentially,
it could be a thing.
We don't know exactly where it's going to... We're doing a dam break analysis right now, so I don't know the extent of where that's going to go.
But it's up in that general area.
Yeah, you know where Cottonwood Hollow is?
Yes. Right. I've lived here all my life.
Right,
I know
there.
Where.
Well, it's mostly for myself.
Hey, trucker. Okay. Trucker, be nice.
You don't be nice, Tom.
You know where everything is here?
Blaine's meeting me all the time. So.
What address do you want to know?
What's my address?
Hell.
I can play the same games you do. I have this weird... I have a weird gift. People tell me their address and tell them their house. Like,
did you deliver out the...
He didn't do my...
No,
my
you
street.
Actually don't know that address.
Well, that's why anybody outside his...
Yeah, if you're not on his route...
When I first started it, I had all of Leverkin.
Well, it's because there were two houses, but...
Trucker.
And it took me all day.
You want a Blu-ray?
Well, it's a one up. Oh, one button.
I don't know who put the Blu-ray on there, but Sounds good, but I can fix it up.
Maybe your IT department can take care of it?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. Probably can figure it out one of these days.
My glasses, that's too far away for me to wear my glasses, but not
can you
close
see
enough
that?
To see it. We must be doing the same
thing. Seats, Kyle?
I'm right in
here.
I'm good.
All right.
I've seen it. You are. Yeah.
This file is way too good.
That's
it. Never did.
That is it.
Also, it's trying to pull it through your server stuff.
Yeah, my,
didn't you email to Derek the other day? Didn't you email to Derek?
Probably
Derek
revised.
I haven't sent an email. I said it's bringing us here. I have a revised one since we looked at the
movie. Okay, since Tuesday.
Yeah. Or can we defer? I'm trying to open up.
Here's
the
bye.
Come on.
Is it soon as you're not going to have the pump station
I'd
done
love
down
to be
there?
Flying them all day.
That's a trip for
you can see that. One of those videos
of the pump station down. At the time the pond is constructed, yes.
Is there planning on the treatment plan?
Here's the frosty. Butterscotch.
December, January.
It's more about
it. Yeah, it won't be done by then, so I'm not sure if they're going to send the water.
The reuse is actually ahead of schedule right now.
Yeah,
so they anticipate it being able to do startup and actual stuff by, yeah, December.
So we have water on Confluence Park then?
Yes, so I talked with them on Tuesday, so you know, and Mike Chandler is going to, he wants to put an inline valve and then another valve that can go into that, tie back into that sprinkler system, the irrigation system down there. So that we can actually test run their reuse pump station, and they could still put water on the on those fields until without having to discharge into the creek.
Correct.
Did you talk to him about the golf course too?
I didn't bring up the golf course option. I didn't do that.
That'd be a nice golf course.
18 holes down in Conklin? Wouldn't that be sweet? I'm telling you.
It almost was. And I remember my dad talked to some developers about putting a course down there. And
who's driving this thing?
Well, it's the big one opened. So this is the better one. It's just a lot bigger file. So it took, you know.
That's probably good, though, to show these guys where what they have going, though.
So, yes, yeah. So here's your lovely city. Conwood Hollow, I know you know where it is, but here's where the pond goes right here. Then we got pipelines to feed it and for distribution and from the new water plant, wastewater plant. That's what that looks like with a close up. About like that.
So that's the wall down at the bottom that separates Conwood Hall from Zion's Lake and Face.
And I think the Water Conservancy is going to make this somewhat of a recreational type situation.
They're not making it, well, sort of, yeah. So it's going to have a trail around the top and potentially a trail that comes and connects to it. But as far as any recreational piece, they're open to it, having anything around in their area, as long as they're not paying for it or maintaining it.
Oh, okay. So if we do anything, it would be on the city's dime to...
Or interstates, and you can maintain it. Interstate rep actually seemed to be amenable to
building
it for theirs.
I think Interstate talked about it, the possibility, and it could be a
city park.
That you could make that a, I don't know, is it going to stay full enough water to keep fish in it? Will that be water level all the time? Either one, you got to drain it to dig it out.
Yeah, the problem is, yeah, you'd be digging it out every year or every 2 years, and yeah, obviously fish.
What do they do on? Is Grandpa's pond down there, is it used for anything like settling or anything, or is it just water?
It's just a pond.
Water, so it's just a pond. So it's
and it passes through.
Area. So we wouldn't be able to put anything in there fish-wise or anything
probably
like that.
Not.
People probably will.
I'm talking to Hurricane about their ponds. They say they get a lot of catfish in their pond somehow.
This comes from the river.
In their settling pond?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we get... We've had fish in the filters.
Oh, yeah, you get them. People will put them in there, crawdads and stuff like that, and they might even survive being cleaned out. They're everywhere when they get there. But How big is the area is that?
It's almost 2 acres of water area. And then the projection of the slopes, it's closer to 4 acres.
What's the depth?
24 feet.
The baby blue area is a 2-to-1 slope, so you'd have that 2-to-1 going down away from the pond.
Correct. The dark blue is the water.
And there's a trail that ring around, is that a walking trail?
10-foot wide trail, yep.
And that's paved.
Paved 10-foot and then 3-foot shoulders. So
just curious, how is the far is around 2 acres circle of the circumference?
We want to set it 1 mile, so that it's 1 mile
left. Look like it's a mile left, but
that'd be great. I don't remember that number right now.
Normally people want to know that, but go up and walk.
Sure.
And so usually, if you ride a football field, is roughly an acre, and 4 laps around a football field is a mile. So.
Yeah, if it's a quarter mile around.
Then the dark, the lighter blue, and the pink, or whatever that color is the...
This is the pump station.
Yeah, the pump station. That pink one's ours, right?
Yep.
That'll be our,
and that's our maintenance.
That'll be our maintenance responsibility.
So there will be a meter there.
That'll be your building.
Once it gets past that meter, everything from that meter on is our responsibility.
The district has the other square to the north of the district for an add-on.
To pump to Chief Toker.
And I would bet that people in town are going to notice a significant improvement in the water quality they're going to get through the. How often, I've not been on it long enough, but how often do you have to clean your sprinkler heads and stuff? Yearly? Mm. Or it just depends?
Just depends. I don't have a filter, and I very seldom have to clean them out.
I don't have a filter, and I don't clean it.
We know you don't have a filter.
Yeah. On my watering system.
I've
got a filter. They put a filter when they did that thing.
I take it out. You'll be cleaning
it
all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't run a filter at my house either.
You haven't had a flood yet.
Right.
There, so.
There was once a little dirty water and I turned it off.
Yeah. So we thought it'd be nice for you guys to see.
Yeah. You have any questions?
What did Interstate Rock have to give up? How many building pads did they? The water district's going to buy them from them, right?
They're doing a swap.
Oh, gotcha.
But there's also going to be some provisions that we're bringing up to the city council. We're letting them dig into, if we deem it hillside or not, digging in more to the hillside to get some of the lots that they lost due to this. That's what we talked about, maybe an exception if we determine that the hillside actually goes that far.
With the understanding they'd retain whatever they're
going to
do. So the access, is the black or the yellow, whatever, is that our access point to that?
Yeah, it'll be a road-base, it's road-base access.
So that road will basically dead-end right there.
Yeah, well, so we actually have this space so that if Interstate chooses to...
Because they could get another house or two there. Right?
They could, if they choose to, they could come and then... there you go. They can build that road this way.
What's the gray square there?
That is a drying bed for the waste when we muck it out.
Okay,
that's the conservancy's responsibility there.
So Corey, right, that's what they do. Yep. They don't drain down and then scoop the dirt out when it's dry. They stir it down and then they mix it up towards the soup, and then they drain it out into a drying bed, and then once it's dried, they haul the sand away.
Also,
they open it to the public, too. People from the
table. Yeah, and then public can come and get this. I don't know what you'd want that sand
for. Yeah, I was just going to ask.
People do drugs, too.
So there's enough room where they could get that where those red lines are to put another road in.
Yep.
And get more building lots.
Yep.
So they're not. I mean, they're going to lose some, but they'll make up some if we allow them to get into there more.
The area down where the gray is at is kind of a useless area because of how the drainage in the area has come down from Zion View Estates. I don't know if you can show them that with your mouse down that little channel. That's a waterway where all the state's water comes down, and then it goes through there, and then it kind of travels through the surface over into a drop box in that area. So this would allow us to clean that up, pipe the water, and then make that ground usable.
The regional trail, do they want to? They want to run that
down
along there, don't they?
Yeah, I just realized they'd probably come right through here or so right up here
down
somewhere.
Like 4 feet, and you have
the,
mixes
they have their plans are now out. End right, right here.
Okay. All right.
So.
Anyway. Do you want to see any of the pipeline stuff?
He showed us already where the pipe was coming, right?
Do you want to see the pipe sizes or any of that information? Or
24-inch HDP and an 18-inch ductile iron pipe.
For
not HDP, sorry. 24-inch PVC and then 18-inch ductile iron.
Where's the 18-inch ductile at?
That's the conservancy.
It's all the conservancy district's line. So from Confluence Park to the pond, and then from 500 North to the pond.
Okay. And then the 24-inch line
is your line.
Okay.
Leaving the pump station.
Right. And that'll go just to the highway.
It'll cross the highway. So I'll
tie on to the.
So Trinity was joking about, have you seen the Conservancy District's little swiggle? He was saying they should landscape that into the side of the.
Yeah, I don't want to put a site in there on
How that will go on.
So we're going to come underneath the highway, more under the highway at 500. This is 500 North and Main Street.
Church is in the top left corner.
Yeah, this is the church right here.
Hotel across
there. Okay.
Or the or the.
That's that right there.
Coffee shop. Right shop there.
And that's going to connect to the trunk line that goes around 100 East.
So if you see right down here where it had that branch right there for the 24. So eventually we're going to move that irrigation line out behind the sidewalks. We're out of the highway, so that way if we have any issues, we're protected from damaging more of the highway.
Okay, yeah.
And then that 24 only had to go down to that corner of 100 East, right? From there it was good?
Yeah. It's basically needs to be 24 until it branches, because Main Street will come here as well.
Do you have the phases for our project? That you could, we could show them?
Yeah.
Even though we're not phasing it.
Yeah, we're not phasing it.
I know, but I'm, as far as that's the way it was originally.
Yeah. No, I'm saying even though we're not phasing it.
Should be there.
I love how you looked at him. Pond section?
With sprinklers? Or
no.
I think it's that one.
System. Have you had issues with
that? Oh, all the time. But what I did is I just I kind of grid it all out.
Nice screen.
And each one's got those wonderful folders. You just uncap them and blow them out.
Flush down.
And then I got lost on all the ends, so if it's real muddy, I just open them.
That might be a PC.
2-inch lines and 1-inch lines. So you
got to push out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's black.
Yeah.
This is what everyone
wants. That's what we should charge more. That's good soil we're giving you there.
Well, for a while it was hosing the trees, but it would have been really funny. I said, yeah, well, that's pretty good food for it, you know.
So if you have a filter, I mean, it's a little bit more money, but what I would do is I would run a 3/4-inch Rainbird valve off the end of your filter, and if you had it to where it cycled and ran for like 2 minutes a day, you could actually flush 3/4 inches of water through your filter every day, just through your sprinkler pump.
I don't even know how they got it hooked up. I've never even looked in there. They just put it in. It's got a bottom deal that you take out.
So you've done that bottom down right there? If you were to put a valve on that, well, you could. What I'm saying is you could do a 3/4-inch Rainbird valve or Toro or whatever, and then you could pipe it out, and you can make it where it auto-flush.
Which one's good?
Wherever you designate
it.
So you could have it, you could pipe it to the edge of the curb, or you could do something to where it shot out where you wanted it to. If you can make it go that far.
Into the front door.
I mean, we got some pretty good pressure down there. It'd be funny if you had something that shot across the road and lighted on your lawn.
Let's not talk about pressure and shooting.
That must be an inside joke between y'all.
I don't know.
Fisher
joke.
We'll
get it. Oh, that joke. So here we go. So here's the in-town replacement project. So every line you see there would be replaced. Well, a new line would be installed and removing stuff off of.
And what does the color designate?
Size.
So do you have the one showing?
4 inches and 6 inches.
Yeah,
you don't have the trunk line on there, do you?
Not on this one, no.
That was just the back line, just straight.
So there's also replacing this line entirely.
And then there's the.
I'm not sure. You go to there? No, I think it keeps going, doesn't it?
It goes all the way out. Yeah, it goes. It goes all the way through or so.
And that puts all the pipeline.
It actually. Do you want to go all the way down to all of the 15? Because that goes clear down.
We want to get rid of all the pit. Really.
Yeah. So you want to go all the way down to the Howards.
Like Mom's old house.
Sort of follow that. That would continue south.
Void Earl.
Oh, you got the whole thing.
Yeah, I got it. So
he'd have a problem turning the water off.
But yeah, you'd go all the way down to the Howards, which would be even further down. Go clear down to that.
Right here. Mayor, further down. That's 300 south. What the city's going to do as far as when this happens, we're going to have to
right
do something for people that have been getting water in their backyard.
And then that line, we don't show being replaced, but that's pit going up 100 west as well.
Michael was one of them that was talking about that. You know, he gets his from the back.
He's got the money.
Well, we had talked about.
Don't bother me. Mine's hooked up.
We had talked about providing some financial assistance, whatever that might be, like $1,000 or $200.
Or pipe or something like that.
To help
to those people that get it from their backyard now, and now all of a sudden we take it out into the street, they're still going to need water, but we got to figure out how to get it.
Technically, for Carrie and Micah, they're going to be off the city street because of that. Back behind them eventually would be in a city street.
But there's going to be some people that will not have that. Like, that's telling Chris, where my mom's, my grandpa and grandma's old house, it come from 100 East, clear down to Main Street. And that's where she got her water.
But now that's out front now.
That are that way.
With the,
but they're not hooked to it, I don't think.
I don't think they are. But we've.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody that had been getting it there, there's going to have to be. I would think we'd need to make some provision that would take care of those kind of people that would have that situation.
Kevin always thought what boys was the thing that we need to provide some money.
And maybe you don't. Assistance. Maybe it's just tell them to suck it up. We'll have a board member campaign for us.
Hey, well, babe, what we did. Hey,
what's your stance on that? Kevin always thought that the city would be liable to help them transition from the back to the front because they moved it. Whether it be a bit of money or as part of the contract, or is it just once we run the line, tell them they got so long to connect into it? Because, I mean, the back will no longer have water. So is there some responsibility on the side?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Because Kevin was this fanatic.
He was very opinionated.
Kevin's opinion was
passion.
That
that's
the city
good
had to.
Did we do that on 400 West out here?
No,
we
just gave them time, didn't you?
On some of them we factored in doing a tap, because if we did a tap and they started pulling water from that tap within a year, then we determined that we could eliminate the backyard connection because they were using the front yard connection.
But where the city creates the problem,
what about 470? Is the same thing?
470 is the same thing.
We have in the front now.
But we haven't eliminated that backyard connection still to this date.
Because I think we were tied up with how do we do it.
And just, I don't know, maybe it would be a discussion for this board. Maybe you don't do anything, but I can see people getting irate if that situation. I don't know how many people would be in that situation, but there would be some.
There would be some. If there wasn't, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
You got,
like 500 West out there, I think they get it out in the field, don't they? On the Katie Burdett side of the road, and seemed like the people, we had an issue with that corner, that there was
before
a couple
it
houses.
To 100 South on 500 West.
Right.
There's only 3 houses, though.
But it's only from 100 South going south.
But it's only like the Giffords and them.
I knew there were some people out there.
They get from the back.
And
only on one side of the road.
I look at my dad's old house. It comes through the lots down there. Everybody on the street is getting in the back of the lots.
Like 67 Center Street would be bad. 67.
And so they'd have to run a line from the street to the back to connect to their existing system.
Center Street would be bad.
So it.
Yeah.
Yeah. From City Street, you have to do that, too.
I could see if the city's going to be the one that causes the problem for them by moving the line. And, again, that'd be something Faye would have to answer, but I would think the people could have some legitimate reason to complain.
They would.
My dad's old house, you're going to need at least an inch and a half or a two-inch connection.
That's the other thing, too.
Because
I don't know your dad's old house.
It's
right across the street.
All the way here?
Because when I put the sprinkler system in, I put a two-inch connection, and we water the whole thing at once, just about. So.
And that's the same thing with Micah.
You guys got a lot of
money to talk about.
No, what you just...
The Blaine.
Blair. Really?
That's one thing like that. We're going through our part of it. We're going to have to make some plans on. You're going to have those specific.
You'll have some exceptions like that.
Maybe that's what Micah's issue was. Is his the same thing? They have a big connection.
But if we allow them to stay off the upper side.
One thing is to note too is the minimum connection size now is a minimum 1-inch connection. So they aren't doing a 3/4 inch. So they're going to have full 1 inch of volume of water. And if they're coming directly off of main, like right now, for example, your dad's old house, it's coming off of those teeny lines for a long period, a long distance. If they're only coming off of a main directly out in front of the house, it might have enough velocity in the water where it's not going to slow down. And
I'm just thinking how many sprinkler heads are tied to that one.
But I mean, I, and that's the thing I guess we need to decide too is like what is the minimum or the median water that we are, where we're meeting them in the middle, because the cost of maintenance on a 2-inch line is a large difference in a 1-inch when it comes to
repair.
And then we don't even have cables for pulling a 2-inch service. Like if one did leak and we had to repull a 2-inch line, we're digging that in. And so then you have, so right now we're basing our pricing off of lot size, not size of connection, right. And so I don't know as far as the mains goes.
We're going to have to do a little bit of the slush fund. That's not the right word. It's going to be able to cap a few of these things, but we can address that as we go forward with our plan set.
Because there'll be some situations like that that we'll have to take into consideration. I think a 2-inch.
What was that?
Well, what we could do is if we had if they have a tap or something in the yard that's towards the front where we could connect. And I think that's another thing, too, is we're going to have to go out and go to each individual person. Hey, we're bringing irrigation to your place. Where is the best place to connect it on your property? Where is?
Well, do you know what Hurricane did? I want to be like Hurricane, but when we got it, they threw a stake
on my yard, hit it in.
And you just put it where you wanted your connection.
Oh.
And that's where they dug it in, so everybody all the way down the road.
We could do that. So we've done that before, where you go and make like we call it house sheets, but you basically make a little 8.5 sheet of paper for everybody's yard that you're messing with, and you give it to them. Basically, what it does is it gives permission to go on their property if you need to like do anything with the back lot lines, disconnect, or install it somewhere, and basically one gives you where they want it. So then two, it acts like an easement agreement, then you have permission to.
Get on there.
Because the other thing you could do, I don't think the district would pay for it, but you could have the contractor
do
the line.
Right. No, I doubt
we've done that
pay
before.
For that, but that might be something that we have to look at. How many do we have any idea how many that would be?
We estimated.
It's not going to bother like where I'm at, but.
Well, if we
170?
So if you did.
It'd be a lot.
If you did $1,000 per
connection, grand.
That'd be $170,000. Because I'm thinking that price, $1,000 to run trench and run a pipe, should be fairly reasonable depending on the amount.
Well, if you give them $1,000 and say, hey, this is it, I mean, even if they decide to do something above and beyond, or if we just say, hey, we'll go and do it, we pay a contractor, we're paying way more than $1,000.
That's what I say, yeah, we'd be paying a lot more than $1,000.
So could the city find either...
An individual could rent a trencher and run it.
Small trench for $1,000.
For $1,000 and put pipe in to get to their back lot pretty easily.
Yeah, they can rent a trencher and redo their whole yard, so they can run off for 1 inch.
I just wanted in the minutes that I tried.
But I think that's something legitimately we need to consider. I think $1,000 would be well within the range. Even if the city had to get a loan or tie into savings or something,
maybe that would be something that surplus, that extra money we would collect on the new system would help pay something back.
You can always increase though, the more so you have more money to give back.
So you do that for 5 years or something? So we plan.
I was actually joking.
No, I'm saying it.
I'm saying charge then to give them the money back.
Yeah.
So the government does, right?
But I like that idea. Give them $1,000.
The past
they've
got
so much time to get up to the front. This is coming offline.
Would that be a candidate for funding anywhere?
No,
it wouldn't.
No.
In fact, actually, it's like we did this up in Duck Creek. We did a they did a new sewer system to get people off of septic. And that's one of the things the funding agency was having issues with, was the portion behind the lot.
Even with septic.
And you, there's ways around it, but we can figure something out.
We figured it out. Yeah.
But the district thinks fund the district's using can't go on private property like that.
By the way, you're going
to. Yeah, there's.
But is 1,000, do you feel 1,000 is enough as the water board?
Well, I have no idea what number to put on to it because I don't do that kind of work.
We'd have a better idea once they start
getting
the plans and everything done.
We'll know what the fittings are going to be.
There's going to be some that could build it for probably 500 and some that would take 2,000, probably just based on where they want to put the connection.
Yeah.
That's just for the pipe on the other side of the meter box, right?
Yeah.
So. Now, you might, if you're doing 170, you probably could get a cheaper price from a contractor if you're doing that many.
Like they've said, it all depends on where it's at in their yard and where they're connected. If they have most people, if they had a backyard connection, they ran some type of tap or like something up front. Because then you're only running to that tap because that's where the supply line would be. It would be separate from the sprinklers. It would be separate from those things. But if they don't have that, then they have their irrigation box right here next to the shutoff valve, then you've got to go
clear through
their place.
Well, that's the other thing.
Put back in their landscape how it was, and
you're gonna be trying to go through a lot of landscaping lines.
Well,
irrigation lines.
Where my mom was living, I mean, her connection box was clear in the back. You either got to go under some concrete, or there's a retaining wall in front of the house. It's about that going up and all through that. It would be a challenge.
It could be a lot of people
challenge on
take
that
this as an opportunity to replace the irrigation system, too.
Yeah. On your mom's, I would have gone where the sprinkler box is off the back porch. I would have tied into that supply line. So I wouldn't have had to go clear to the back corner. I would have just gone to that.
But it's still in the front row. It's still in the back.
Because the box is behind
southeast
the
southeast corner.
The box is actually, the city and stuff installed two behind the retaining wall up front.
That was before.
I know, but the sprinkler is at that place where off the back porch, right off the south side of the driveway.
Yeah.
So if you went from there across the lawn.
The box I always messed with was on the southwest corner of that. The southeast corner of the house.
They got new boxes,
didn't
they, when we put that irrigation in?
Right.
But if there's a supply line there, so you can just tie into that supply line and then close off other connections.
And there could be all sorts of different challenges.
Yeah, these are all things that I think we can figure out.
But it's coming sooner rather than later, so we need to start wrapping our minds around it, because if we want this run simultaneously.
We're getting close to golf time, so we need
can
to
our R&R?
We are close to lunchtime.
You woke me up.
Yes, I did.
Amen. Money go to that.
Yeah. We stand adjourned.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Go have your golf game in the rain.